Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Well, congratulations, Governor McMaster. You've notched another kill, my friend. You did it again. Their refusal to go after the 105,000 illegal immigrants that live in the state of South Carolina. One of them, Camarino Antonio Hernandez, started drinking at 6 a.m., he told officers. Drank all day, he said, before he got in his van around 4 o'clock and went driving. Or tried to. Yeah, around that time, an Horry County Schools employee, beautiful woman, made the mistake of walking on the sidewalk in Henry McMaster, South Carolina. But like I said, he'd been drinking since 6 a.m. Couldn't really stay on the road, kind of hard when you drink all day. He didn't have a license. His van ran onto the sidewalk as he hit the victim, on Highway 707 near Starbuck Lake Road. Just plowed into her. Witness who followed the van to a nearby parking lot saw the driver identified as Hernandez getting medical treatment. Troopers could smell, quote, an odor of an alcoholic beverage coming from him, unquote. Said he was glassy, had bloodshot eyes and slurred speech. He went to the hospital. He told one trooper he'd been drinking since 6 a.m. and on account it was 4:25 when he killed her. It was probably pretty wasted, Governor. I told you I was going to blame every one of these on you, and I'm doing that right now because you wouldn't lift a finger. You wouldn't do it. What did Donald Trump ask you in February, sir? He asked you to do what Ron DeSantis has done. Deputize every one of our law enforcement agents at the state level, every highway patrol trooper. Why won't you do it? I know why. Because all your buddies you play golf with like to use that legal immigrant labor, save a little bit of money using the federal felony level tax evasion scheme you guys love so much. That's why. She's dead because of you, Governor. Now, we'll never know. We'll never know. And it would haunt me if I was the governor. I mean, you know. We'll never know if Camarino Antonio Hernandez would have moved on to another state had you implemented that like Ron DeSantis. See, Ron DeSantis down in Florida has actually answered Trump's call. They've answered it now in Tennessee and in Indiana. In fact, in 8 states, but not you, Governor. Not you. You keep pretending that you don't know I roast you for this all the time. See, in your state, when you're an illegal immigrant and the governor does what Trump asked, which is deputize every single law enforcement officer as a federal deportation officer, a federal border officer, which Trump can do. Every time an illegal immigrant drives to work, every time an illegal immigrant drives to the store, he risks deportation. He gets pulled and you get pulled. They can take you. The police officer who pulls you over, the state trooper who pulls you over, the sled agent who pulls you over, doesn't matter who it is, could be the dog catcher. They could take you in the back of your car, drive you right to the, drive that illegal immigrant right to that ICE facility. It makes it very, very, very hard to live here. They're afraid all the time. They should be. And maybe they'll just move on to a different law enforcement environment. But you didn't do that, Governor. You didn't do that. And now she's dead. How do you feel about that? We'll never know. I mean, we will never know. He's awfully comfortable driving drunk on your roads, but then again, you're practically protecting him and the other 105,000 illegal immigrants you're giving sanctuary to, because that's what you're doing. Now, the good news is, Governor, I can't wait for your term to be over. We're going to have a big celebration on that day. South Carolina will have a chance to move forward. The good news is that Alan Wilson and Nancy Mace have agreed that they will deputize every sled agent, every highway patrol trooper, and will also work to deputize police officers in our individual jurisdictions. The ones on the road, not just the ones in the jails. We already have them deputized. It's called, it's the 286 program. So it's a great program. But we need officers who, when they pull an illegal immigrant over, instead of just giving him a ticket, put him in the back and take him to the ICE facility. If they are not deputized, as Trump has explained, and Ron DeSantis has explained, then that agent, that officer of the state of South Carolina cannot take them to the ICE facility. They've got to let the illegal go. Creates a statewide dragnet that operates all the time. They will move on. People don't have to die, Governor. Now, the good news is Alan Wilson and Nancy Mace have both pledged on this show, and we're going to hold them to it, that they will do that. This is why Ron DeSantis has had to build not one, but two facilities to hold all the people they're picking up. Unfortunately, Pam Evett, when she's come on this show, has dodged me round and round in circles about deputizing everyone, saying she didn't know if she had the manpower to do it. And I explained to her, I said, well, you know, no, it's a manpower multiplier because you pick them up once, you take them to the ICE facility, you never have to pick them up again. And you especially don't have to try him when he kills somebody. A lot of these people have cartel connections. They run drugs. So you get him on their way to the grocery store. They got to eat. Win-win. Now, in her defense, she has said that McMaster and her have supported the 287G program, and they are doing 287G training for select groups of officers. And I think that's only because you truly won't shut up about this. But that's a dodge. That's not what Trump asked. It's good. It's a good beginning. And it'll, you know, maybe put away small numbers of illegals and get them out of here. But that's not what we need. We need deputization of every single sled officer, sled agent, highway patrol officer. Down in Florida, it's hilarious. They've even done like the Department of Natural Resources. They've even done the guys who are the dog catchers. Everybody is deputized. Ron DeSantis went to the legislature to push that legislation. So I blame you, Governor. I blame you. I do. You had a chance. We'll never know if Camarino Antonio Hernandez, who started drinking at 6 a.m., drank till 4, got in that van, couldn't even drive. He hit her on the sidewalk. She was driving. I mean, walking. She's dead. Shame on you, Governor. Shame on you. Can't wait till you are gone. You're a disgrace. An absolute disgrace. And I'm tired of the games. I'm tired of the little, well, we'll train a few of them. I don't want to offend my country club friends who will call me from their factories and say, we need these illegals. No, that's illegal. That's a felony level tax evasion scheme. We employ South Carolinians, not illegals. I know you play golf with these guys, Governor, but you got bloodshed on your hands. And I told you, every one of these I would blame you for, and that is where we are. So I would love if Pam Evett would go all of the way with Nancy Mace and with Alan Wilson and pledge to me that they will fully implement Trump's request. That'd make me happy. But so far, no.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.